American politicians know what they say in words and what they mean in reality? Let's listen to some of the statements by trustworthy politicians of the U.S.
The Turks were great friends, the Saudis, the Emiratis, etc. They were so determined to take down Assad, they poured hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of tons of weapons into anyone who would fight against Assad. Except that the people who were being supplied were al-Nusra and al-Qaeda.
Our intelligence agencies, I think, have a very good handle on who to support and who not to support.
We are working hand in glove with the Turks, with the Jordanians, with the Saudis, and with all the people in the region, attempting to identify the people who deserve the help.
We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL.
I think that he's degrading them. I don't think that we'll ever destroy this organization. I mean, we may cause it to change its name, but we are never going to destroy this organization. Destroy means completely eliminate. In military parlance, that would be to annihilate.
Should he not have used those words?
He should not have used those words. Those were incorrect words to use, and he should have been more precise, and he should have actually stated what I believe would be attainable goals, which would be to change the behavior.
Isn't it interesting that their words don't match their actions? Is ISIL the manifestation of the failure of U.S. policy that the U.S. is trying to present? No. In reality, ISIS is actually the manifestation of U.S. policy. It's clear for everyone that ISIL was created by the U.S. and its intelligence services. It has been funded, supported, trained by them, and now that the whole world is criticizing their heinous, brutal actions and blaming the supporters, US is trying to deflect blame away from what's going on in Syria and Iraq. Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, three US allies in the region, should be more careful. They might be the ones that the US puts the blame on. Who knows? The game is still continuing.